So how's your mother?
My mother is grand. She turned 97 in March, and she is terrific, thank you. And she's very jealous that I'm here and she's not.
Certainly, as the daughter of Congress members, you grew up steeped in it.
Absolutely.
And I wonder if you are expected, therefore, to forever be an expert on Louisiana politics in particular.
Yes, is the answer to that question. And, of course, I'm not. I know a lot about our history, and I know, a good bit about Louisiana politics in the 1950s, but I'm not at all an expert on Louisiana politics in 2013. You are. Here's where the experts are. Now, it is true that we have races here that have national significance. And so, of course, I'm up to snuff on what's going on in Mary Landrieu's, a potential campaign or, any gubernatorial race in Louisiana is always interesting. And the congressional seats have become interesting of late. So, it is politics that pretty much anybody who covers American politics knows a good bit about.
I was listening back to the commentary that you did when Bobby Jindal was first elected governor in 2007, and your reaction then was literally, wow. I mean, you used that word to describe him and that he was quite the wonder.
Well, I think it was wondrous for Louisiana to do this because, look, you have to understand, I did grow up in the Louisiana of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, and this was a very, very, very racially divided society. And the notion that someone with brown skin would be elected governor of Louisiana was something very unusual, to put it mildly. And for Louisiana to do this was like America electing Barack Obama. This was a change of such magnitude that wow is the right word.
If you look at Jindal now, how his governorship has transpired, from your distance, from your vantage point in Washington, does it still make you go, wow? Are you still impressed with this guy?
Well, again, it wasn't the guy that I was really reacting to. It was the fact. But looking at him from outside, it started to look very quickly as if he were running for president. And that is not a very fortuitous way to govern. Because to govern, you need to put coalitions together and you need to blur lines and you need to deal in grays. To run, you need to have bright lines and you need to have strong stands and you need to deal in black and whites. And so if you're running, governing is much harder.
Well, Cokie Roberts, who joins us on Morning Edition most Mondays. Cokie, thanks for the extra visit this week.
It's so nice to be with you, Amy.